You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was going to talk about this app that helps follow your poop. Apparently, toilets are so smart that there's an actual Japanese toilet that can be hacked and controlled remotely by an Android app so that it follows how much you poop. Apparently, according to a warning by the information security firm TrustWave, a Satis brand toilet by the Japanese commode company Lixil can be controlled remotely by an Android app. Apparently, it has the same hard-coded Bluetooth pin, I guess, such that you could control a Satis toilet. Now, from what I understand with these Satis toilets, it's $4,000, okay? And it has deodorizing capabilities, an automatic seat, a two-nozzle bidet spray, but you could set the toilet speakers to play music on your smartphone, right? Right, you know, easy. So you could sit there and choreograph your poops and your farts with the music. Pretty cool stuff. I'm not making this up. Okay, so you could set the toilet speakers, and so they call it a personal potty party. Okay, then I guess you could actually, on some of these, decide when to flush. Okay, so the toilet, I think you could even control when to flush to save water. I don't know much about these toilets. I remember we were talking about, who was it from American Idol, Ryan Seacrest? Remember he got a toilet from a friend of his for $10,000? Right, it was like a $10,000 toilet he got, and he was it was supposed to warm up when you sit. It was supposed to be really nice, and just be careful, because if you have one of these toilets, somebody could hack into it, and you don't want to be bidet'd when you aren't ready to. All right, so we got a lot to talk about on today's show. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Want to talk about some of these performance enhancing drugs? What kind of health risks are associated with them, especially in light of what's been happening with the with Major League Baseball. We're going to be talking about how a common diabetic medication, metformin, may actually lower your risk of prostate cancer. You thought you were behind the eight ball with diabetes. Maybe one of the medications you take could be helping fight cancer. I want to review some stroke symptoms that every one of us should know that a lot of us don't seem to be as aware of. We're going to talk about George Bush and his heart surgery. He got a stent to open up some arterial blockage. The guy's in great shape. And a lot of talk over not only what we eat when it comes to obesity, but what we drink and how so much of what we drink, we as doctors keep trying to remind you that what you put in your mouth as calories and drink calories could be just as bad as what you eat. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I guess there is now a Martian Barbie. Mattel releases Martian Explorer Barbie in conjunction with the Curiosity Anniversary. It's the first anniversary of the Curiosity's rover's landing on Mars. Mars Explorer Barbie has a white and pink spacesuit with a pink helmet and air tank. No, you know, I don't think this whole pink thing is sexist. I really don't. I mean, when I was younger, I liked pink. It was pretty. It was cute. And then when I got older, I realized I really liked the blues. I love blues and aqua. And in the 80s, they started to incorporate aqua blue with the pink, right? My Little Pony. Yeah, My Little Pony had some aqua and stuff. So I'm not worried. If Barbie is pink, versus turquoise, I really don't care. That's not a big deal to me. All right. What's a big deal is if they decide that Mattel is going to let her go up into space. Okay? I mean, if they are going to, if we're going to be spending taxpaying dollars putting these Barbies into space, I don't think so. All right. I think all they're doing is just dressing up these Barbies. But it would be nice to have President Barbie. That would be cool. They should do that. I guess in 2010 was Barbie's 50th birthday. Now, she still looked like a 16-year-old, right? She still had the small waist. They said those proportions could not be, you know, anything human by any means. That screws up kids more. Okay, you want to screw up a kid, have a kid play with a doll that looks like this Wonder Woman and realize you're never going to look like that. Okay, if they want to be, you know, realistic, come up with a Barbie. They should come up with middle-aged Barbie, honestly, and let girls play with middle-aged Barbie and let them see what they're going to look like. They'll have back fat. They'll have a spare tire or a muffin top. Their boobs will droop after breastfeeding with teeth mark scars. They'll have stretch marks. They'll have varicose veins, moles where they don't want to, some upper lip hair, thinning crowning hair, unibrow, teeth that yellow, nose hairs that poke out, and jowls. That's what they should do. Because I think you're really screwing up these kids, making them think like they're going to look like Barbie when they grow up. Let them see what the norm is so they have a goal on to maybe like fight it. All right. But I always thought I'd look like Barbie forever. Then when I didn't look like Barbie, boy, that was a mind blow. A real mind blow. And that accessories to accessorize like Barbie would cost too much. So I think that was very unrealistic. All right. Apparently, there was a Teen Talk Barbie back in 1992. Teen Talk Barbie said math class is tough. Apparently, the American Association of University Women didn't like that, and they had to move Teen Talk Barbie. As a woman, I'm not insulted. Math is tough, okay? I think it takes a brave woman to admit that, but oh well. Yeah, women got ticked off. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, August 5th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,308.65. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.98, a half ounce for $671.94, and a quarter ounce for $335.75. That's $1,342.98, $671.94, and $335.75.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
A lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We've got some breaking news of two babies die weeks apart in the same wing of the hospital. We're getting some breaking news on that story as we get it. I'm going to keep you guys posted. In the meantime, many of you people are taking metformin. It's a medicine for diabetes. It's a medicine for metabolic syndrome, a very common medication. And this medication is one of our favorites because it helps people lose weight, helps keep their appetite down. As long as you don't take too much of it, it shouldn't hurt the kidneys that badly. It shouldn't hurt the liver. We watch you if you have kidney issues. And it seems to help diabetics without dropping their sugar too low. Well, some more good news about the medicine is they say 4,000 diabetic men found to have been taking metformin who were diagnosed with prostate cancer were less likely to die of the cancer or other causes compared to men using other diabetes drugs. They said they found that metformin, according to Dr. David Margil, a uro-oncologist at Rabin Medical Center in Petah Tikva, Israel, said he conducted research at the University of Toronto and found that metformin is associated with improved survival among diabetic patients with prostate cancer, and it was in a dose-response manner. The longer you were on the metformin, the less likely you were to die of prostate cancer. So, whether metformin can prevent prostate cancer progression in people with diabetes, who knows? Which means if this could actually be a cancer treatment, that could be some pretty cool stuff. Now, diabetics are already kind of weak and vulnerable when it comes to fighting cancer, but we've noticed just because you're diabetic, it doesn't mean you're going to get the cancer, if you've noticed that. Okay, you're immunosuppressed, but diabetics are more inclined to get pneumonias, to get infections, to get heart disease, stroke. I know you're saying, oh, goody. Well, no, but hear me out. But diabetics getting cancer doesn't seem to be on the forefront like you would expect it to with all the other issues that we're seeing with other people being more at risk for cancer. Now, obese people could be more at risk for colon cancer, breast cancer. We talked about that. People at sit-down jobs more at risk for colon cancer. So, yeah, it could be related. But if you think about it, we don't see a lot of diabetics at risk for cancer separately just from being diabetic. Is it because of the metformin? Is there something that metformin does with increasing insulin sensitivity? Decreasing the resistance? I don't know. So to me, this makes some pretty damn good sense. They say this year, 239,000 cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed, and more than 29,000 men will die from it. Wait a year till after Obamacare, less cases are going to be diagnosed because, you know, they're trying to tell the insurance companies to not run prostate cancer screening, and more men will die of it, but that's neither here nor there. All right. Now, diabetes type 2, pretty rampant. We talked about diabetes, how people get diabetes, and how metformin is a pretty common medication. They say 61 million prescriptions of metformin were filled in the United States last year. Now, metformin you also see as glucophage. You may see it in the form of Glumetza. Some of you are on Janumet, certain on Glyza preparations that have the glucophage. There's also, oh, why can't I think of it? It's glucophage with glyburide. It's the, gosh, I write it all the time. I can't believe I forgot. It's a combination of glucophage and glyburide that, glucovance, there we go, glucovance, and that works pretty well, too. The sulfonylureas, basically, those are your glipizide, glyburide that kind of stimulate the pancreas to work by shooting out some extra insulin. They're nice, but they could drop the sugar kind of low. But this is kind of nice. I'm kind of happy about this study, all right, because it's making some sense. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say sunburn, redness, and pain is caused by a molecule that is abundant in the most outermost layers of the cells of the skin, according to a new study being reported here by drugs.com. Now, they looked in mice and human skin samples, and they found that blocking this molecule called TRPV4 greatly reduces the pain associated with sunburn. So scientists think they found the molecule behind sunburn pain. Now, sunburn pain can really, really hurt. I don't know if you guys have been watching that Naked and Afraid series where people are outside and they're naked, I guess, and they're on an island for 21 days and they have to find water, they have to find food, but they're always naked and they're bending over and you need that all blurred out. It's kind of distracting, the whole naked part of it. But one guy got burned, and he got burned so bad that he couldn't move. I mean, some of us have had such a bad sunburn that you can't move. So part of the reason why that happens is your body's a defense mechanism. Your body's pretty dried out. It's burned. Sun can burn just like fire and flame and freezing can. So your body loses a lot of water. Your body has to repair itself. And sunburns, we still worry about dehydration. All right? Sunburned patient, you got to increase their fluids. And but the hurt never helps. So they think they found a molecule that can be identified. Now, sunburns, of course, increase the risk of skin cancer. Most sunburns are caused by the UVB, okay? The study found that the TRPV4 plays an important role in the pain caused by UVB-related sunburn. Now, UVA that gets through your windows in your car can cause skin cancer. So just because UVA may not be burning you like UVB, it doesn't mean you can't get skin cancer. So they could adapt the TRPV4 blockers. If you're thinking of what to name your kid, TRPV4 sounds like good. maybe be able to put it into your sunblock. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former President George W. Bush, 67 years old, is doing phenomenal after having a catheterization where they put a stent. They found a blockage in the artery of his heart on a routine exam. Bravo. I hope they're doing EKGs. I know guidelines are trying to tell us we don't need to. That's bullcrap. Get your EKG. If the EKG looks a little funny or if you have any risk factors, also get some cardiac stress testing. What are cardiac risk factors? If you're a male over 40, female over 50, male who smokes, female who smokes, any history of heart disease in the family, if you personally have heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, etc. And they're thinking about adding short stature. So, somebody decided to check, found that he had a blockage in his heart, went in and put a cardiac stent. That's awesome. It was done at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. They said it went without complication. Nice. Now, they say he is among the most physically active of all the presidents. He does frequent exercise, early morning workouts, bike rides, has hosted an annual 100-kilometer mountain bike ride for wounded troops. He's scheduled to host a golf tournament for wounded warriors later this summer. He's 67 years old, but what is so important about what happened here is how you have a man who keeps himself in shape. Not to mention he probably has chefs, right, that allow him to eat healthy. This guy's in great shape for 67, okay? You know, senior citizen, my butt, this guy is pretty active. He's all over the place. He's middle-aged. He looks middle-aged, George W. Bush. Whether you agree with his politics or not, you got to give him credit. Clinton as well, great shape. He used to not be, but he got his act together. He's in great shape. Now, Clinton, though, we already knew had some heart issues, okay? Some blocked arteries. Bush, we didn't. So if Bush could be in great shape and still have a blocked artery that needs a stent, don't think you all are in the clear. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you will tell me, look, Dahlia, all right, fine. You're telling us to go and get a heart screen. You're telling us to go and get our lungs screened, get metformin for our diabetes, have our prostates checked. Insurance isn't going to allow this. Well, I told you, there's some tricks of the trade, okay? All right, if you go in and say, I want this because George Bush got it, no, you're not going to get it, okay? But if you are honest about your symptoms and your risk factors, never lie. I don't want you to lie. That's fraud. But if you go in and say, look, I'm a 60-year-old man. I've never had any issues, but there's heart problems in the family. This is if it's true, okay? All right? I know my cholesterol is borderline high, okay? I blood pressure has been okay, but with my family history, I'd like my heart checked. You could do that, okay? And if they're like, huh, well, and you're like, well, I have three risk factors. I'm male over 40, I have family history, and I have some cholesterol issues. Okay? And then if not, pitch it to another doctor. Or you may have to say, look, then I'll pay for it cash. Go and bill it to the insurance. I'll pay for it cash if I have to. An EKG isn't that expensive. But be proactive. And don't let an insurance company determine your fate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. They say breast or bottle depends on mom's personality. Really? They say mothers who are extroverted and less anxious are more likely to breastfeed and to continue to breastfeed than those who are introverted or anxious, according to a new study. Now, we're not talking about inverted nipples. We're talking about introverted. Someone who's introverted is pretty quiet, maybe sticks to themselves. Extroverted is somebody who's all out there. So I get that. If you're less anxious, you're more relaxed, you can sit there and breastfeed. If you're anxious and you're busy and you got to run around, you don't have time to breastfeed. I get that. British researchers say the latest findings suggest that new mothers with certain personalities may need additional support and education to help them feel confident, self-assured, and knowledgeable about breastfeeding. I look at it as if you make the milk and it doesn't hurt, you're going to be more inclined to do it. Okay? It's so easy now, right? To do it at work, breastfed at work. It's easy to pump. They really make it easy now. I mean, I think they even got these now digital pumps. It's cool stuff. But I get it. If you're too busy and you got board meetings, it's hard to breastfeed. Anyway, all right. So I think this is all a part of, I don't know if we're in breast milk month. Is that why there's all these reports and studies on the breast? I'm confused. But anyway, lead researcher Amy Brown, PhD, of Swansea University in the UK surveyed 600 mothers with infants aged 6 to 12 months old. They looked at the mothers' personalities, how long they breastfed, their attitudes and experiences with breastfeeding, and they revealed that the extroverts and emotionally stable mothers were significantly more likely to initiate and continue breastfeeding for a longer duration. So I guess they say introverts felt more self-conscious about breastfeeding in front of others. But you see, you don't have to. They got this little cover-up thing. It's very easy. You wrap it around your neck, and it basically drapes over. It's like a little bit of a shawl, but it's very thin so the kid could breathe. And you're able to cover you. You could breastfeed in a restaurant. It's so easy. You're covered up. I don't get it. I don't. Okay, and I don't like to undress, but it's easy to do. Okay, so a lot of us, we watch what we eat, and we're still packing on the weight. And then I got to ask my patients, well, what are you drinking? I don't drink that much. You know, I get my tea in, I get my juice. Sometimes I'll go and get a Starbucks, but I really watch my calories at lunch. Yeah, but okay, but what are you drinking in that coffee? What about your tea? What about your juice? So we've been learning that drinking, whether it's iced tea, soda pop, coffee tea, soda pop, pee, can all, don't drink pee, can sabotage your diets, okay? They say if you drink 10 cups of tea a day, 10 cups, I don't know how you could get that in, but I guess in Great Britain they drink that much, and you throw in a couple sugars in each, that's 300 calories. A large glass of red wine, 400 calories. Okay? One glass of red wine, flavored water, 100 calories. Okay? Now, many of us don't drink enough fluid. Okay? We should. But here's an example that Daily Mail came up with. They looked at a drink diary, okay, of a Johnny Stein and a Susie. They have three kids, okay? So, for example, day one, three coffees with two sugars at 325 calories, five teas, two glasses of water, zero calories, 550 calories just in drinks. Another day, coffee, apple juice, water, tea with a couple sugars, 520 calories. Next day, three coffees with two sugars, two teas with two sugars, 415 calories. You coffee drinkers, if you add sugar or cream, you could really be looking at a lot of calories. They came up with that week 3,000 calories just in drinks alone. Now, of course, Johnny was saying he was becoming overweight, increasingly overweight. He's not sure. He wondered maybe ditching the sugar could help. It's true. You could drink tea, but, you know, I can't drink tea without there being sugar. And I know some of you are like, well, that's what sugar substitutes are for. Be careful with the sugar substitutes, okay? And then what about the juice? Well, juice could hurt the teeth, okay? You know, some of you are drinking juices. Juices not only could hurt the teeth and cause a change with the acidity, also pack on calories. They looked at somebody else's drink diary. Boom, 2,700 calories. Okay, and that's not even including soda pop, okay? And don't get me started on shakes and smoothies. So, it's just these things where you need to just stop and realize. Now, some of you will say, well, I had soup. Okay, I had soup for my dinner. Now, I don't mind that. If the soup prevents you from eating steak and potatoes, okay, I'm not that unhappy with it. But then you got to watch the salt. To make soup yummy, you got to add salt. So you also want to watch the salt with that, too. So I think we really underestimate what we put in our bodies, especially when it comes in the form of liquid. And I want you to think about it. Another big mistake a lot of us make is our cereal bowls. Okay, you'll say, you know what? I didn't eat a bagel. I had cereal. And you're like, okay, you know, what did you do with the cereal? That's fine. Skim milk? That's fine. But what size bowl? All right, if the bowl was big, you're not cutting back on the calories. So just don't underestimate, okay? Don't underestimate what you're putting in your body. Now, moving on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Delia Show, performance-enhancing drugs. Okay, in the news because of the the Major League Baseball controversy that's going on and the suspensions, the 50-game suspensions. Well, these performance-enhancing drugs are very popular, okay? There are hormones or steroids. They strengthen the muscles, the bones, the tendons. They allow them to train harder. They have more stamina, better breathing. Some of them feel pain. Remember, a lot of you guys are in pain because of your joints and your feet and your neck and your back. So these medications help with the anti-inflammatory. Steroids do, all right, whether they're anabolic or catabolic. And so you end up feeling better so you could feel like you could push your body more, you could do more, okay? But there's long-term effects, pretty serious ones, according to Fox News, okay? They remind us that you could have, in addition to acne and balding, you could have impotence, okay? It could also cause heart damage, liver damage. What about blood clots, okay? You know, there's only so much your body can take. The problem is you do things when you're young, and the body seems to be fine, okay? And you don't think anything's gonna happen to you. We had a friend who died of a brain tumor, and we think the only reason why he got the brain tumor was because he had been enhancing, okay? You know, if you're starting to play around with growth hormone, you don't want to stimulate anything in your body to grow, okay? Your body needs a balance to handle all the good and the bad that it has. So, for example, I mean, you have tumor necrosis factor, goes around, finds cells that are starting to go AWOL and cancerous and knocks it out of the ballpark. Great. Well, how do you know if these steroids aren't suppressing that? You know, people on chronic steroids are more prone to cancer. Why? Because they don't have their immune system being able to fight cells that go rogue. These are things that people don't realize. But
pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Sorry, I was eating some dried apple. Good stuff, and hopefully it makes me poop. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We do have apps, the iPhone app and the Android app. You can listen to us anytime you want. It replays the last 3 hours of the show that broadcast. So let's say you miss us live. Now, we're live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday Pacific time, as well as Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Excuse me. So you can listen to me cough and complain about being constipated live 9 to noon Pacific time. But if not, you could still catch the show. Also, it connects you to podcasts. It connects you to GCN Live. GCN Live has phenomenal shows. You got Alex Jones. You got Talk Free Live. You got Jason Lewis, Marilu Henner. Some phenomenal shows on GCN Live. So the apps can connect you there. So you got your iPhone app. You have your Android app. They're free. Download them. Check it out. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Plus, check out our YouTube channel. On YouTube, we have various little clips of some parts of our show. I got to tell you, I need to do a better job of making sure we got more and more clips out there. But we do have a YouTube channel that is up and running and rocking it. Unfortunately, every now and then somebody posts me singing. Sorry to make you listen to that. Okay. I know that can be pretty rough. Gosh, there was something else I wanted to say about, I don't know if it was a video that went viral. That stinks. I start to think and then I forget what I'm saying. I got to tell you, memory. Anyway, I'm not sure why they did this, but the Mona Lisa has been created in small form. And the world-famous painting has been painted on a surface that is 30 microns in width, which is roughly one-third the width of human hair. Not sure why they did this, but they did this. Researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology recreated the smallest version of Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece in an attempt to show a technique that can be used for nano manufacturing. The black and white Mona Lisa was created using a microscope and process known as thermochemical nanolithography. It's a precise application of heat, and the team went pixel by pixel to apply the right amount of heat to get the color of gray they desired. The more heat used, the darker the surface area became. Now, this is according to Popular Science magazine. By tuning the temperature, the team manipulated chemical reactions to yield variations in the molecular concentrations on the nanoscale. Now, I'm looking at this, and this is kind of pretty damn cool. Again, I don't know why we need the Mona Lisa to that tiny shape. I guess maybe people could then walk around with it on their phone, not too sure. But researchers say this technique could be used to create chemical gradients and perform experiments in nanoelectronics, optoelectronics, bioengineering that in the past were inaccessible. TCNL, which is the technique in question, could be used to create proteins, DNA, and nanoparticles, according to Georgia Tech researchers who developed this a few years back. So, the Mona Lisa in small form. Now, some of you are like, I couldn't look at the Mona Lisa that small because it could give me a headache. Well, here's some things that could also cause headaches. We were talking about wine and causing headaches, but wine or even grapes have tyramine. And many of you notice you can't eat the grapes or drink the wine because of headaches. Well, what other foods can also trigger headaches? Well, according to Fox News, don't forget about your cured meats, your smoked meats. Those could cause headaches. Also, aged cheeses. When we talk about wine and cheese, I don't know if you get the headache from the wine or the cheese. Citrus fruits could also trigger headaches or migraines. Sauerkraut, soy sauce, and even certain beers. Now, the problem with us once we get the headaches is we can't find relief. We go through medications. We hope these medications could give us relief. And it's, to me, the best cure is prevention. So preventing the headache from even happening is the best route to go. So if you could prevent by watching the foods you eat, boom, that's how you do it. Don't forget also hydration. We're in a very, very weird summer. And when summer is weird, or sometimes you have cooler days than not, you know, they talk about global warming, but they said many states have experienced some of the coolest summer they've ever had. We had a heat wave where I live for about a week or two, and I missed it, luckily, because I was up in Alaska. But then temperatures kind of cooled down. And because we had the rain, the little bit of monsoon. So it's been a very weird summer for a lot of us. Now, some of you may think this is weird. There's a 19-year-old who lives with absolutely no memory. Ricky Dean basically has to be told to do everything from eating to brushing his teeth. They say it's like Guy Pearce's character in the film Memento. I haven't seen that. I want to. I wanted to see it years ago, and I never have. I gotta TiVo that. So he uses his iPhone. An iPhone helps him meet up with friends, remember his birthday. He also has no concept of time. Now, what happened to this guy? Well, Ricky is 19, and he was starved of oxygen when he was born. He was later diagnosed with autism, but they really still don't have a name for his condition. And, he could talk to people. You know, he says, my condition can be so frustrating for people, especially if they don't understand that I just don't remember anything to do with time. Many of you are thinking about 50 First Dates, right? It was 7 seconds. gosh, I forget what that guy's name was. Remember, all he could remember was for 7 seconds, okay? They made a big joke about it, but it's serious. It's actually out there. People have certain memory issues. Now, apparently the mother said they knew something was wrong by the time he was 7. That's a pretty patient mom. If my 3-year-old didn't remember something, I would have probably been frustrated back then. But for them to wait till he was 7, great. So anyway, he has been taking his, he lives in the UK. He is taking his equivalent, I think it's like a GED. And he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. It's just he has issues with memory. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about heart disease. We were talking about George W. Bush getting his cardiac stent. What about some signs and symptoms of stroke? Now, 80% of strokes are due to blood clots, ischemic strokes. The other are the hemorrhagic stroke, where you have a bleed to the brain. Either one could cause any of these symptoms that we always want to watch out for. So let's say you start having some blurry vision. I know some of you will say, well, I just need glasses. I'll do that next week. No. Get it checked out. That could be a stroke. Having acute vision loss or blurred vision loss or double vision, all right, here in America, man, get that MRI. Oh, Dr. Dalia, insurance won't pay for it. Go to the hospital and say, I've had acute loss of vision. I think I'm having a stroke. Don't mess around. Go on a payment plan if you have to, but don't mess around. A lot of times, difficulty speaking. Okay, former Chicago Bears coach, Hall of Fame tight end Mike Ditka suffered what doctors told him was a very minor stroke. What was one of his symptoms? Difficulty speaking. Okay, if you start to slur the words, use wrong words, 72% chance they say you could have a stroke, according to Fox News. If you have a weak arm, weak leg, this is what everybody expects. So they don't think they have a stroke because they could use their arms and legs. All right. One way to tell is extend both your arms, palms up for 10 seconds. If one arm drifts downward, okay, that could be a sign of a stroke. Another thing, with both eyes open, lift each leg separately. You have trouble doing that? Could be a problem. Dizziness or loss of balance. Sometimes you'll see somebody with loss of balance. You go, oh, dude, that guy's drunk. He never had anything to drink. It was a stroke. Okay? So think about that. You know, that's why, you know, whenever I see somebody falling all over themselves, I still will call the authorities and let them know, look, I want you to watch this person because I don't want him to fall into the street, get run over. I don't want him to vomit and breathe in his own vomit and drown in his own vomit. But many of you will, especially these kids, you know, their buddies will get drunk. They don't want to call the police or call the authorities because they don't want to get in trouble for drinking. Meanwhile, the kid either strokes out because of the alcohol or because they're, you know, passed out, aspirate. Scary stuff, severe headache, droopy face, fatigue, hiccups, breathlessness, heart palpitations could all be signs of stroke. All right, guys, hope you have a great rest of the day. Please follow us on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, be safe and God bless.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.